Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur about the tzaras of Miriam. Was it tzaras mitzad halacha or was it begeder nizifa? And it could be that it's machlokas tanaim. We marked in the sugi of the Gemara in Brachas Lamedal that Amud Aleph Tara Abana Maisa Batamid Echad Shared Lefnei Ateva Lefnei Rebbe Eliezer Vayamarech Yosem Midar Milo Talmid Rabbeinu Kama Orchon Huzeh. So a certain Talmud who was the Yerub Lefnei Ateva in front of Eliezer, and he was going for too long, and the Talmidim said, Rebbe, look at how long he's going for. And he said, what is he, more marech than Moshe Rabbeinu, who went for 40 days and 40 nights? And there was another maisa with a Talmud in front of Rebbe Eliezer, and he was very short, he was very quick. And the Talmidim says, look at how quick he is, kama katzrin huzeh, look at how short he goes, and he's davening. He says, what, is he marech more than Moshe Rabbeinu? You see, Makatze more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kel Nerefan Allah. Rav Yaakov, Rav Chizuk, so Moshe Rabbeinu said it's so short, so if you go really long, you have a source in Moshe Rabbeinu. And if you do it really short, you have a source in Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Yaakov, Rav Chizuk, Vakish Racham al Chaver and Tzorach Lahazkir Shmo. If you ask Rachamim for your friend, you don't have to mention his name. It says, Kel Nerefan Allah. V'lo Kamatkir Shmo de Miriam. You didn't say Miriam's name, Rashi. You don't have to mention the name of the sick person. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't mention the name of Miriam. In the Sefer Divrei Shalom, in Chelek Beis, in Simon Lamed, or if you take in. So he asks why Rashi had to add, what's Rashi telling us? It seems pashut. The Rambam in the Torah doesn't pask in this. That if you're Mavakish Racham al Chavero, you don't have to mention his name. And the question is why they omitted an explicit Gemara. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah and Arachayim Kuf Yotes want to pass in this Memra, and they are Mechalek bein Mispala Lifnei Achoyle or Mispala Shaloi Lifana. That if you're Mispala Lifnei Achoyle, you don't have to mention, you're Mispala Shaloi Lifana, you should mention. And that argues with the Gemara is Chedushim, Ukeinzev Iyun Yankif, She'ein Maskir in Hashem Achoyle, because that reminds Hashem Kibiyachol of the Avera that caused the illness. And this time is relevant even Shalei Befana. But the earlier poskim omitted the whole Memra Mehalacha. So the question is, why an open Gemara was omitted from the halacha? The Chidah and his svarim was omitted on this. Sheroy minig Yisrael b'chol mokum shemakpidim lahaskir shmol shalchol v'tfilas mishabeirach. So why do we go against the Gemara? Gemara says not to mention. The Maharsha already notes that this memra doesn't belong here. Here we're talking about arichos and kitzur and tefillah. So why do we have this memra here of not mentioning the name of the chayla? It should have been brought in Perek Ein Omdim, Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, when there's a discussion of how to daven for a chayla. But what's it doing here in the sugya that's talking about Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, that's talking about how long to daven for? So it would appear, says Rav Hanuk Shlita, based on Rashi in his Perush Al Torah and the Pasuk Kel Nerefan Allah. Rashi writes, "Ba'al Kasev Lamdenu Derech Eretz Yashol Dover Mechaveroi Sarach Loimar Shnayim O Shloisha Divrei Tachanunim Ve'Achar Kach Yivakeish Shei Loisav." So Rashi says that this pasuk is teaching us Derech Eretz, that if somebody asks something of his friend, he has to say two or three words of supplication and then ask for what he's asking for. So, that's why here you have Kel, God, no, please. So that's the two words of supplication, Kel, na. And Rafanallah, so that teaches you Derech Eretz, when you ask something of your friend, that you should also be makdim divrei tachanunim, and then ask for what you want. And the question is, how do you learn from your derech eretz? Ladim shishol mechavero. But derech chlal, in Torah deketfilas, we should learn halchas tefila, not how to ask something from your friend. Here we're learning about how to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rabbi Nechai explains that the kavan of Moshe was to be mekayim divrei shevach v'achakach bakasha betfila. Or the Gemara learns not like that, because we learn shevach and then bakasha from Moshe and v'eschanan, brachas lamed beis amid aleph, or what Shlomo says, lamed aleph amid aleph l'shmol arena v'ala tefila, but not from this tefila. But haguf akasha. Why do we learn from this tefillah in Yeshua Mechavero and not Linyan Hechos tefillah of Nakarish Baruch Hu? So it must be that it's totally b'machlokas hanal. Machlokas that we spoke about in the previous year. And that is if the nega of Miriam was begethered tzaras mamish lahalacha, so therefore there's a choyle that's requiring refuah. And Lashon refuah that Moshe Rabbeinu says is dafka. And when he says kel na refuah na la, there's a tefillah refuah sachoyle. But if the neg of Miriam was begethered in Zifa lahalacha, if halachically speaking this was just a reprimand of Miriam, it wasn't really tzaras halachically, and there's not hilchos mitzara mamish, if so, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to be mischanin lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala matziv, it's not a tefila ala chole, it's divrei pius and bakoshes mechila. There's a kpeda here on Miriam, so Moshe Rabbeinu is asking Hashem to remove the kpeda. So if so, divrei Rashi, that you can't learn hilchos tefila from Lashon Kel Nerufan Allah, but rather hilchos derech eretz shel shol davar mechaveiro, was said according to the shita that holds that in the neg of Miriam, there isn't hilchos tziras here, there's hilchos nezifa. And if so, there's no tefila al refua, it's just an appeasement in front of somebody who has a kpeda. So this is like being shol davar mechaveiro. Now, Tosis in Maseches Zvochim, and 69b writes, Ve'arab Chaim Mefarish, Elanokar Arbosar Keneged Shtei Hezgeros. And like this Lashon, we have in Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, Kal V'chomer L'Shchina, Shtei Hezgeros. So we see, Das Tana Rebbe Eliezer is, that the Din Shivayam of Miriam, Mechutz L'machin, is Machmas Hilchos Tzeras. As we see, the two hezgeros are hilchos tzeras, 14 days that it should have been, but the din it's enough to learn from the kal to the chomer. So then, you don't do 14. Leos kenidam, we only do like the nidam, which is 7. Diola baben adin leos kenidam. So mavur das hatana that the shivas yamim of Miriam is Machmas Hilchos Tzeras. And there's a Tan in the Sifri that says that the Arbasiyam was Mitzat Shtei Nezifos. So you see again the Machlokas Tanaim. Is the punishment of Miriam Mitzat Hilchos Mitzayro, Mitzat Hilchos Nezifa? So now we understand why the Gemara brings in Brachas that we mentioned before, the story of the person who was Yom over Lifnei Ateva, Ma'aseh B'Talmud Shiora Lifnei Reb Eliezer, and he was Maruch Yoser Midai. So this whole story happened with Reb Eliezer. And also the Sifri, Kolashin is a Isa B'Pirkei to Reb Eliezer, that he learns from the Lashon of Kelna Rafan Nala, that Yesh Mokum Lakatzer Bitfila, because only Reb Eliezer Lishitasa holds that you can learn Hilchos Tefila from here. Because Reb Eliezer holds that this is Midinei Tzaras, this is the Choli of Tzaras, and therefore this is a Tefila Gemur L'Rafuas HaChole. Right? He learns that Kulashon is a Yisa B'Pirke de Reb Eliezer Kavachom L'Shchina Shtei Hezgeros, this is Midinei Tzaras. That if for Father, it's 7 days. Fishchin, it's 14. So that's Hezger, Rebbe Eliezer says. And the Gemara also. He's learning Hilchos Tefila from here. this is the geder of Tefillah Gemur L'Refuas Chole. But according to the Deah that holds is a parish of Nezifu Pius, and not Tzaras and Tefillah, you can't learn this inyan from here. All you can learn is Darchei Pius, but not Darchei Tefillah. So now we understand why the Gemara brings this member of Rav Chisda Shalobim Koma, because he learns from this tefillah that you don't have to mention the name of the Chola, because the whole member of Rav Chisda is built on Shitas Rav Eliezer, who holds that you can learn Hechos Tefillah from Lashon of Kel Nerufon Allah, but according to the other Tanya, you can't learn Hechos Tefillah at all. And that's what Rashi says, Shein Tzarech Lahazkir Shmo Shel Chola. Right, so again, why is Rav Chisda brought here? Because it's coming after the story of Rav Eliezer. And Rav Eliezer's whole shita is that we're dealing here with a chola. So therefore you can learn from here that you don't have to mention the name of the chola. And that's why Rashi emphasizes Shmo Shel Chola, that this is all coming to emphasize that this is built on the Deah that holds that the tefillah Moshe from Miriam was a tefillah on a chola, chola tzaras, and not on a nazuf. Because if we're talking about a nazuf, then we have no makor for not mentioning the name of the chol in a tefillah. And that's why the poskim possibly omitted this halacha. And we do mention when we daven for a chol a shmo v'shem imo, because the hachoras ha-sugis is the lok Reb Eliezer. There isn't hilchas teras here, there's hilchas nezifa. And there's not hilchas tefillahs here, there's hilchas pius shel bakashas mechila alak peida. And that's what we saw in the previous shiur. The other dais we saw Das Rabbeinu Chanan al Bava Kama, who learns that it's Midin Nezifa. And we saw the Sugyan Moed Katan, that it's Midin Nezifa. So it could be that the poskim were following those sugyas, that it's not Midine Chola, it's Midine Nezifa, and therefore you can't learn from Kelna Rafan Nala anything about Hochas Tefillah. So Taka, when we daven, we do mention the name of the Chola. Radvarim Meirim B'siyata Dishmaya. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we saw in the flows, and there's a lot more to say. I hope that we're zelcha to say it. B'li neder, I hope so. B'shem zelcha. And please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening.